Good afternoon. The storm system responsible for the rain and slushy snow overnight and into the morning hours today is now making its closest approach south of Long Island. From here on out, it will track past eastern New England and off into the Canadian Maritimes. As a result, precipitation, mainly in the form of a cold rain, will wind down through the early to mid part of the afternoon, and some locations that still see some wet snow, primarily in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, will see that persist for a couple of hours longer before it moves away into eastern New England and eventually out over the Maritimes. The result will be mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain and snow showers later this afternoon, and temperatures will respond to the drier weather by reaching into the upper 30s and lower 40s for afternoon highs. We'll continue our drying trend overnight tonight as high pressure builds in with a gusty northwest wind developing. Readings will be back into the upper teens and lower 20s. Much colder air will move in for the day on Wednesday. Despite a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be quite windy and very cold with highs barely reaching freezing in many locations and wind chill values in the teens and lower 20s even during the afternoon. This will set us up for a cold night Wednesday night and another cold one on Thursday despite sunshine. Clouds will increase through the afternoon and highs will only manage to get into the mid-30s. This will set the stage for the next storm system, which will take a similar track out of the southeastern United States and up the Atlantic coast. Rain and snow will break out overnight Thursday night and into Friday morning. It looks like more of interior New York and New England will hang on to accumulating snow for the first part of the day on Friday, and the morning commute could be a bit messy for more of us. It does look like most of the region, especially in the valleys, will go over to some rain before the precipitation ends during Friday afternoon as highs approach 40 degrees. Behind the system, we'll get into the lower to mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday before another blast of seasonably cold air heads in on Sunday, keeping highs in the lower to mid-30s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, though the worst of the fire weather conditions have settled down for Northern California, another day of dangerous fire weather is forecast for the southern part of the state. Extremely critical conditions remain in effect as low relative humidity and windy conditions will combine with the dry ground from the ongoing drought. Behind the storm here in the northeast, another strong upper-level low will take shape across the southern plains through the middle of the week and move into the Tennessee Valley. As it does, a surface storm will develop near the mouth of the Mississippi River and move into the Tennessee Valley by Thursday morning. At this time, yet another surface low-pressure system will begin to strengthen along the South Carolina coast. All of this will lead to another precipitation event for the eastern United States. This time, though, snow is possible, centered over the boot heel of Missouri, with 2 to 6 inches forecast. Another concern with this next system will be freezing rain, and accumulating freezing rain is possible from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. The highest totals will be over the southern and central Appalachians, though, by Thursday morning, with over a quarter of an inch of ice currently in the forecast. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain, lower 50s, Boston cloudy with rain and a thunderstorm possible, lower 50s, and in Buffalo, rain and snow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high 69 set in 1964 and the record low 13 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:34 p.m. 9 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with leftover rain and snow showers today and temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. A few rain and snow showers tonight becoming windy with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with leftover rain showers this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with leftover rain and snow showers this afternoon and temperatures in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with leftover rain showers this afternoon and temperatures in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, becoming breezy, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with leftover rain showers this afternoon, temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, upper 20s and lower 30s. Increasing clouds Thursday, mid-30s. A good chance of snow in the morning with a rain-snow mix in the afternoon on Friday, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Saturday. Colder in the lower to mid-30s, partly sunny Sunday. And back into the mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.